In Sefer Yehoshua, Perek Yud Beis, chapter 12, so the Navi goes through the entire list of kings and kingdoms that the Jewish army under the leadership of Yehoshua was able to conquer. And it's especially striking at the end of the Perek, from Pasuk Tes, verse 9 through the end of the Perek. Literally, it's just the list. The king of Yericho, the king of Yerushalayim, the king of Yarmus, the king Eglo, right, Melech Tavir, all of these different kings and their respective fiefdoms, all were vanquished and conquered by the Jewish army. And what's very striking is just the way that it's arranged, king after king, kingdom after kingdom. And I think the message for us is so profound. Sometimes we look at life and we feel that we face a whole list of challenges. There's a whole bunch of problems, a whole bunch of difficulties. And we think to ourselves, okay, even if somehow I'm able to navigate one, but there's still another 5 or another 10 or another 25. And even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give me help with one area, how does it help all the other areas? And here, literally again, you have 15 psukim. And each pasuk is just the name of another king, another kingdom, who was an adversary, who posed an existential threat to Klal Yisrael. Yet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came through each and every time, giving us a tremendous chizik that no matter how many challenges we face in life, at the end of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the ability and the desire to help us navigate all of them.